Nolte, Susan Sarandon and that Scream chick deserve to be blacklisted. By John Nolte on November 22, 2023. Actress Susan Sarandon and Scream star Melissa Barrera deserve to be blacklisted. No decent person would do any kind of business with someone who said Timothy McVeigh had had a point when he blew up that daycare center. Or that poor, disenfranchised Dylan Roof had a right to massacre a black church. Or that we should sympathize with school shooters who feel bullied. The same goes for anyone who tries to justify the slaughter, rape, desecration, and torture of 1,200 innocent Israeli Jews on October 7. What you need to know, horror of the Hamas terror attack on civilians at Kibbutz Be'eri in Israel. That is not free speech or holding an unpopular opinion. It's the justification and encouragement of violence against innocent people, including babies, based solely on the fact they are Jewish. Oscar winner Susan Sarandon didn't even try to hide her hatred for Jews behind Christiana Manpour-ish niceties like the children of Gaza or ceasefire. Instead, she was out in public screeching about how there are a lot of people that are afraid of being Jewish at this time, and are getting a taste of what it feels like to be a Muslim in this country. What she's saying is that the Jews all got it coming because they're Jewish because the Muslims something something. Credible reports say Sarandon was running around an anti-Israel protest shouting, "From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free." From the river to the sea is not only an anti-Semitic slogan. It's an open call for the extermination of Israel and Israelis. It's Cyclone B wrapped in flowery language, a way for today's Nazis to call for their own final solution. The total extermination of Jews in the Middle East. Chanting, "From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free," is no different from chanting, "Throw all Jews in the oven so the free world can have a lovin'." Listen, Hamas terrorist calls parents, brags about killing 10 Jews. Sarandon just lost her big agency representation at the United Talent Agency, UTA. Good. That Scream chick, Melissa Barrera, was even worse, hurling blood libels against Israel like confetti. "Gaza is currently being treated like a concentration camp," she lied. "Cornering everyone together, with nowhere to go. No electricity, no water, people have learned nothing from our histories. And just like our histories, people are still silently watching it all happen. This is genocide and ethnic cleansing." Here she is with the old Jews run the media trope. "I have been actively looking for videos and information about the Palestinian side for the last 2 weeks or so, following accounts, etc. Why? Because Western media only shows the other side. Why they do that, I will let you deduce for yourself." Barrera also, according to Far Left Time magazine, reshared a post from Jewish Currents that included a reference to the distortion of the Holocaust to boost the Israeli arms industry. Barrera has been fired from her starring role in the Scream franchise. Good. Barrera and Sarandon have no place in a decent society. They can hide their anti-Jewish bloodlust behind woke pieties about poor, oppressed Palestinians, who chose to be governed by terrorists. But no decent person works or socializes with someone who says, "Those Jewish babies deserve to be cooked in a stove and beheaded." Evil, see the aftermath of Hamas attack on an Israeli kindergarten. If you want to hate Jews, I'll defend your right to hate all day long. If you want to deny the Holocaust, go right ahead. You have a constitutional right to be a bigot in America. But that's not what's happening here. 1,400 innocent Jews were massacred on October 7. Hundreds of innocents were kidnapped. No one's demanding anyone condemn this horror. No one's punishing anyone for their silence. No one's calling on anyone to sign a loyalty oath. But when you openly side with the butcherers of the innocent, when you say the innocent had it coming because they were Jewish, when you say there's a justification for those horrors and couch your monstrous argument in blatant lies about Israel committing genocide against a people whose population has exploded, you're worse than a bigot and Holocaust denier. You're justifying and encouraging the massacre of innocent people. Would you hire someone who said Hitler had a point? Would you want to work with someone who said Charles Manson was justified? Would you rent to someone who burned a cross in a black family's front yard? Sarandon and Barrera are no different. Blacklist them. Blacklist them all. This is a very easy line to draw. Violence against innocents and the tolerance for violence against innocents have no place in a decent society. John Nolte's debut novel Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, is available today. You can read an exclusive excerpt here and a review of the novel here.